What would you say is the number one leadership characteristic? Not necessarily what will gain recognition from others, but what you should focus on to achieve greatness. And in particular, what would you focus on now, in the waning days of November? For me, the answer is easy: perseverance. In January, I'd say vision and goals. In December, finish. I share my role model for this. In one of the very first classes of the semester, I asked a senior, Rob Paler, if he would be willing to speak to the power of vision in his life. He said, "Sure," with his irrepressible, cheery smile. And when he finished, I took the microphone back from him, and I acted out the expression, common these days, as I said, "I might as well drop the mic," because Rob has taught you more than I will all semester long. A year and a half before Rob was in my class, he was living his dream, starting for Cal in the NCAA tournament final rugby game. In a scrum, he was illegally held around the neck while his powerful balance-generating legs were taken from beneath him. His head hit the turf and he was immediately paralyzed. After surgery, the doctor said, "You'll be lucky if you can bring a piece of pizza to your mouth." Please consider what you have to complete this year, what seems impossible. Then imagine my friend and model, Rob. Today, Rob has arm strength that approaches that of a rugby player. He has recovered muscle control that is extraordinary. Although he requires a wheelchair, he can walk with a walker and with one other aid, ferocious determination. One step at a time has never held meaning like this. For weeks and months after the accident, Rob would lie in bed. For hours at a time, he would mentally focus on each muscle group in his body, methodically moving through them. He would tell his body, "Move my fingers, move my hands, my wrists, forearms, biceps, triceps, chest, glutes." You get it, all the way down to his toes. Understand, many of these parts could not move. The brain to nerve to muscle connections were gone. But he did reps anyway, exerting his mind. 10 curls, 10 quads. Parts slowly began to move with neural repurposing that is beyond my understanding. The most stunning movement came one day, he told me, when a hamstring muscle he was working on with his mind twitched. He saw it. Was he imagining it? He concentrated, and it twitched again. He called the nurse, "Look." He called the doctor, "Look." I wish I could take you with me to our class down beneath the stands of Memorial Stadium, where the Cal Bears play. I would introduce you to Rob. You would think twice about your obstacles, your mindset, and perseverance when you asked him, "How are you?" And he looks you in the eye, smiles, and says, "Awesome." It takes perseverance to lead with your best self.